Should I tell you? Should I tell you? Oh, you're Boy Scouts, but you know life.
Ross and Jono.
Yes, welcome to the Ross and Jono rebooted podcast. Thank you for all the great response we've been getting. We're absolutely touched by it. At Ross and Jono is a very easy way to get in touch with us via Twitter. And, of course, we've got a marvellous, some people call it a blog. I like to call it super, super, super duper website, russandjono.com, where slowly but surely we're filtering on pictures and links to our podcast.
There have been a few.
And please to potential advertisers.
There's been a few sad things, unfortunately. What we've had to do is we had a big wish list of guests that we wanted.
We did.
And high upon that list was Boutros Ghali, who unfortunately won't be available now, because of course
he's dead.
Yeah, and
fool.
There was also a couple other people I wanted to get Joan Rivers on, but unfortunately no longer with us.
No, this is the first time these past few weeks that we worked together for 20 years.
Oh my god.
And if you're just joining us, Edwin and Shankar are coming up, although I must give you some heads up. I think Shankar's been out on the Razzle Dazzle with Alistair Stewart,
a little bit of the red cordial. He keeps moaning outside in the green room, red cordial.
Oh really? Okay, but don't worry about that.
No, it's all right.
Probe the Globe,
yeah,
one of our I'd like to say great features from our award-winning show.
It has been voted by...
You'll be spinning that globe in a minute.
Spinning that globe.
And you're going to do a sad but true. And our producer, anonymous producer, for various contractual reasons, we'll call him Producer Lofty.
Lofty.
As opposed to Trev the Hippie, who was a producer on the original Russ and Jono show, assisted very disably by Simple Simon the Village Idiot.
Oh, my God. We're not allowed to tell a lot of stories about Simple Simon, but there was a thing. Once we did a very, very important...
Don't talk about...
Okay. We did a very important interview.
Yes.
And then in the olden days, they used to have these things called bulk erasers.
Who was the interview with?
It was, one of them was with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no.
One of them was with, I just remember that he said, I couldn't play it. And I said, why couldn't you play the tape back? He said, because I rested on top of the bulk eraser, which had a magnetic.
That's what we employed.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Buffoon. Don't know where he is now.
I think he was sacked.
Not by us. Well, we were sacked, actually, when they said, Ross and Jono, come up to the office, please, said Colonel Blink, who was the chief executive.
Read this letter.
He said, great show with the bill, with the cast of the bill, and they were in. He said, come up to the office, will you? And we got up there. He said, well, you've just done your last show.
Mm.
Chris Evans takes over a week on Monday. And
We got drive time.
Well, yeah, for 3 months until the Gracie incident, where you went to the Q Awards and got absolutely pissed.
It was the Ross and Jono happy hour.
And you were on the air sounding very drunk, and Gracie came up to me and said, Ross, a little word in your ear. This is how he talked. He said, he used to move his hands from side to side. He said, one thing about Jono is, if you open the mic when he's been drinking, it's not a good idea. So I said, well, I'm going to carry on doing the show. And he came up and he basically told you to get off the air, and then you nearly hit him.
I think I fell against him.
Well, yes. And it was a very unfortunate thing, because you went away to Australia for a month.
That day.
And I don't think you ever came back.
Not officially,
I think Skins, who was Grace's assistant, phoned you up and said, Chris, who had just bought the station, has had a think about it. And unfortunately,
it was time to say goodbye. I had nothing to do with it. It was like when you think about it, between you and me, we have had some incredible times, and we've been fired by the best of people.
We have,
and some of the worst, but we have actually had. Yeah. You know, we haven't had a boring time. I can remember one thing.
No.
Once I got phoned up by I won't mention his name, Piers Morgan. He rang me up. And he said, "We're doing a story about Chris Evans to give him some advice." I think this was when Chris Evans was on the BBC on Radio 1, maybe, and he wasn't always turning up to his radio show because he was doing a TV show and he was hanging out with Aldo Zilli and stuff.
I had the same phone call in the back of a car on the way to Sky Sports where I was working at the time, and I said, do you mind if I pass on that? And we said, well, Jono's doing it, and you did the one page.
Yeah.
I think it sealed your fate.
It was an open letter to Chris Evans.
Yeah, but it was really... Yeah.
And he said, we're going to get a number of people to do it. And I said, it's not just going to be me. He said, no, Russ is doing it, and other people are doing it.
I declined.
And it'll,
what a coward.
And I remember, I think I got a phone call from you going, Jono, have you seen the mirror? I'm going, no. And he goes, page 3.
Yes.
It's not a girl, it's you. It's an open letter to Chris Evans.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Piers. No. Anyway, we'll get him on the show. But that was back in the day, of course.
You don't get those stories on any other podcast.
No, you don't. And that's a very good thing. I tell you what, due to public demand.
Yes.
Edward and Shankar are here, and I'm rather hoping, incidentally, that Edward and Shankar are going to be in some sort of state that they're able to do the show and actually to...
give us those headlines.
Give us those headlines, but I'm a bit worried about Shankar. But anyway, here we go. Yes, thank you very much indeed. Edward Sisson's hands over here. Shankar?
Shankar Ghul is here.
Are you capable of reading?
I did have a little bit of the red cordial last night with Alice Stewart.
Obviously, I'm just getting on with the headlines, then. They're going to be shorter than normal.
I'm feeling a little bit giddy.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
No. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay. Here's the headlines from the Classic FM weekly newsletter. Oh. Used to work next to that studio. Funny old lot. The world of classical music is in shock as experts reveal that Mozart suffered from Tourette's syndrome, meaning that he used to swear uncontrollably at the drop of a hat. Well, at least that explains his symphony in F off major. Thank you very much
indeed.
Wasn't that funny, Ghoulies?
Very good.
And finally, from the Times. Ooh. What a shame you can't do your headlines. Prime Minister Theresa May admits in Brussels that the UK won't need a new agriculture programme after Brexit.
Oh.
The PM said Emmerdale's just fine. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, God, Shankar and Edward. Oh. Shankar was in a hell of a state there.
I think Shankar needs to go into the Priory Clinic.
Well, I think he
does. Is the Priory still open?
I don't know, but it will be after we finish doing
it's open
these.
Late.
Well, that's where we need to go to relax.
Oh.
Forget the Groucho Club. Russell John, I entered the Priory after doing half a dozen podcasts.
After my
together.
Prostate cancer, I'm now working for a radio station called Radiotherapy.
What a good title for another podcast. What we're going to do is have Russ and John 30-second classic rock remix, beautifully edited together by, what was his name? Lofty. The producer.
Lofty.
The world's crappiest editor. Enjoy it for 30 seconds. We'll be back in just a minute.
It might be Inda Gadda De Vita from Iron Butterfly, but the 30-second version is just De Vita.
This is Alastair Stewart for the Russ and Jono Rebooted Podcast, and what an endless joy and pleasure it is. Indeed, I would say to both of them, thank you very much indeed.
There you go, 30 seconds of classic music on the Russ and Jono Rebooted Podcast. This, you can hear, is my
sound.
Blue medical rubber glove borrowed from Sir Christian Barnard's estate.
Oh, really?
And Jono, diagnosed about a year ago with cancer. Of the prostate gland.
I didn't even know where they were until I found out that I had it.
Well, and more to the point, you had no symptoms.
No symptoms, that's the thing.
That is the thing. Yep. So, guys, to be serious, we do it, get checked.
Yep.
It's called a PSA.
Get your PSA checked.
Right.
It's a simple blood test.
Or a little exploratory.
Yeah, that's the best thing. A digital finger or two up the body by a trained professional.
Well, look,
don't just ask Uncle Phil to do this. Ask a doctor. Don't just go up to a guy at a bus stop and
I've got the glove on.
No,
here it is.
That doesn't mean you're a trained professional.
Look, I don't know what that is from the few weeks ago.
Stain.
But drop your trousers, please. This is the second time in this series that I have.
Okay, bring it on.
Just lean forward a bit more.
I am leaning forward.
Quite
get in there. That's two. That's two. I'm just pincering.
Do you know what?
Was it soft?
Get that glove off. It actually felt smaller
than
a few weeks ago.
Well,
and that's exactly what it's meant to be.
Small little prostate.
Yeah.
It's also because I've been sitting in cold water, so it shrivels up.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling, Russ, when sometimes you go for a swim?
No,
and it's very
never, mate.
Very cold.
No,
and you're too little warm.
I buck the trend.
Oh, I see. Don't buck my trend.
But I'm just taking the glove off. It's very hot in here.
There it is. That's
better.
The Russ and Jono feel my walnut thing. So I'm going to get ready to probe the globe in a minute when I'm going to get my countries ready. Do you remember, just while I think of it, sport, of course, played a major part on the Russ and Jono show.
How's my team going? How's my team?
Young Boys of Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, I always thought they were from Sweden.
Those would be young, attractive boys and girls from Sweden.
We played the sexy
Young
football.
Boys from Switzerland, I do believe, I think they're from Bern. Is where they're based. Yeah. And I do believe that recently they've enjoyed some European Association football.
That's fantastic.
I think they've been doing all right.
And when they score a goal, all the people stand up and they go, "Burn, baby, burn!" That's where they're from.
Young boys
are my big.
Yeah. I mean, they train every day, Toblerone for lunch. They're fantastic.
What about your team? You're with Arsenal, aren't you? Still
going?
Spurs. Sorry, the Spurs.
Idiot.
I know. Because, you know,
fool.
I came from a family. My mum was a big Arsenal fan.
This explains a lot.
And my dad was a Spurs fan. So it was that North London derby going on.
I never met your dad, but I like the sound of him. I met your mum. Yeah. She was as mad as a hatter.
Mad, crazy.
Still lovable. Supporting the Spurs.
Absolutely.
Things are looking up, of course.
Yeah.
Arsenal on the slide.
Oh.
They've got a new manager, Unai Emery.
I beg your
brother of Dick Emery. And they've got a lovely stadium. Spurs have a brand new stadium.
Really?
Yeah. At the time of recording, it's a little bit overrunning due to health and safety.
Health and safety.
And various other things. Some people are not very happy that they can't watch the games that they were led to believe that they'd be able to watch this season.
Yeah.
There's some refunding going on. There's a little bit of jiggery pokery with the numbers.
Well, that's because of that. There's a lot of the Jewish people involved with Spurs and Arsenal. So there's always going to be
We've got a great manager.
Who have you got now?
Maurizio Pochettino.
Oh, that's a nice Jewish
Maurizio Pochettino. He's magic, you know.
Wasn't he?
He's Argentina.
Didn't Maurizio, wasn't he a judge on Strictly Come Dancing for
Maurizio
a while?
Maurizio Pochettino? No, you're talking about Bruno Tognoli.
Oh, what about the
He's manager of Burnley.
What about the jocket?
the jockey. The jockey. What, Willie Carson? Frankie Dettori. Yeah, I'll tell you something about Willie Carson. The annual horse racing awards are named in honour of him. They're called the Willies.
Really?
Yes. They used to be the Leicesters.
But
they go, poor old Leicesters are no longer with us. Let's get Willie up there.
Yeah. Congratulations, Russ and Jono. You just won yourself a small Willie.
Anyway, Spurs are doing fine. Don't you worry about that.
I love Spurs.
Obviously, all the listeners fully appreciate the genius of Maurizio Pochettino. Got some very good players. Harry Kane. He's very able.
And what's his cousin? Coke? It's the old comedy team. Cousin Coat.
That was funnier. A distant relative of Harry Kane. So there we are.
I know, that's what you've got to
watch out. But anyway, Spurs are doing fine. England got to the semi-finals of the World Cup. I'm very concerned about your mob in the cricket world tampering with the balls, admitting their cheats. I can tell you, people are furious over here.
The thing they
furious.
Do.
And how the hell are you in Eurovision?
Well, Eurovision. We almost won it one year.
Yeah.
We had that little Aboriginal boy that sang. It was very good.
Can he say, "Get off my land"?
He said, "My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang."
No, that was Rolf Harris.
Oh, no.
We can't talk about him.
Sunrise early in the morning.
Anyway, I do believe that right now, controlling yourself is getting out of control. We are going to probe the globe. Okay, as promised, Jono, we're going to do one of our old features.
Hey, Russ, I just got an email in.
Oh, yes.
Harry Kuehl, one of the Socceroos, was listening to the show, the podcast, loves it. He's now following us on at Jono and Dano and...
No, at Russ and Jono, you idiot. That was the other one. You're only capable of working in a double act, you clueless fool. That was the one down under. At Jono and Dano, there will be no such Twitter handle. It's... at Russ and Jono. So he's obviously listening to you and Dano.
No, he was listening to Harry Kuehl.
Cheap living down under. Well, you're bloody being unfaithful to me.
I've come back here for the NHS.
Have you?
Okay, I've got the globe.
Probe the globe. Spin that globe.
Here
we go. Wherever it stops, Jono, close his eyes, put his finger on the globe, give me a country, and I will find a story by Hell or High Water, I have one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good sound effect. Good sound effect, Lofty. Good. Good old Lofty, top producer.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
We've got my file standing by. I've had it for 20 years.
Let me just see. I can't read the whole word. Pakistan. Come on.
Let's go a bit further up. Pakistan, I've got one.
You never let us down, Russ.
I'll probe the globe. Thank you. Weddings can often be wild and crazy events that can spin out of control. I just read the Daily Mail. Every other weekend you'll find that. This is particularly true in the Peshawar region. Oh, I hope I got that right. Pakistan, where not content with tossing a box of confetti or tying condoms to the groom's car aerial, male guests have taken to firing rifles in the air in celebration of the nuptials.
Peshawar!
Fair enough, you might say, except if you happen to be at the nuptial celebrations where the firing was so intense that not only was the bride's father killed by a stray bullet, oh dear, but electrical power lines were severed, setting the whole village on fire. In justification for their acts, one of the guests commented, "If I do not use my gun when invited to a wedding, I will be considered a mouse." Or indeed a man with an incredibly small penis.
My goodness.
There you go. Yeah. Probe the globe.
Remember, boys and girls, mums and dads, never fire your gun in an anger. Well, actually, only fire your gun in anger. What goes up must come down. That's unbelievable.
Okay, mate, I tell you what, let's give them a double feature.
A double feature.
Let's, this violin-y music is sad.
Sad.
This is sad, but true. And, Jono, I want you to make us all cry. This is a true story.
Sad, but true.
Sad, but true. That's the name of the feature. All right, off you go, mate. Okay.
All right. We are taking a look here at a very sad story from Spaniola.
Oh, I'm filling up already.
Spaniola. When you got to go, you got to go in style. So say the last words and the plan for Spanish retired cake shop owner Emilio Format, whose death was meant to be the result of a quietly dignified family funeral. Imagine the horror of his lovely widow when she discovered that in order to make the un-Spanish-like tall Señora Format...
Keep going. Fill it up still.
It was the leftover coffin that they intended to use at his cremation. Unscrupulous undertakers had sawn off his head and jammed it between his legs so that he'd fit into the coffin. It's sad but true, but it's actually true. They later attempted to argue that it was actually an ancient practice in Spanish funerals, as medieval kings did that same sort of thing. Unfortunately, it didn't go down very well, but it's a sad but true story.
Yes, the music we play on the show is just under 30 seconds, so we get it completely free. But I think you'll agree, brilliant songs, well, just like we used to play on the show.
I mean, Russ, you've got to say, a lot of people these days, you're busy. You haven't got time to listen to a whole CD. You haven't got time to download things. Podcasts are great because what we've done is we've squeezed one of your favourite songs that may have run 3.5 to 4 minutes on the radio show to 30 seconds, because then it doesn't cost us any money.
Yeah. One celebrity story that we're going to share with you now, of the many, is what I call in Canaletto's.
Oh, yes.
Italian cafe, now closed.
Yeah.
It's called the Anthony Hopkins Incident. After the show, we went for breakfast.
We used to go to there.
To Canaletto's
every morning without fail.
They used this lovely, long, big sausage.
We used to
that we got to cut in half and cook it properly.
And I used to sit in the banquette next to Russ, as proud as punch I was. And then one morning we noticed, because next door to Virgin Radio, where we were doing the breakfast show, was a division of Granada Television. And this man, known as Anthony Hopkins, was actually working for Granada at the time. He directed something and he was acting in something that Granada ran. And we thought to ourselves, God, that man at the opposite banquette at Canaletto's looks a bit like Sir Anthony Hopkins. And lo and behold, Russ, I think you or I, he looked at us, there was eye contact,
it
and we
you.
Went, it was me. And
was
I said,
you?
Hello.
Might be me. You just go, hello, Jonathan Coleman here.
Hello.
And I just look up. Sometimes I go, great to see you. Other times I just look at you and go, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, you're right. We went and had a chat with him, and he said, dear Myers, sit down.
Join
me. He was with one of his oppos, so we kind of ended up having half a breakfast with him, I suppose, and he was a lovely guy. And
Didn't he say come back again?
Well, the funniest thing is we went in the next day, he had the same place, and as soon as we walked in, he went, Roz, Jono, over here. And we sat down and had a real good chat with him. What a lovely man.
And I thought, look, where's the bottle of Chianti?
Yeah.
And some nice harbour beads. But yes, as you say, an absolute gent, a lovely man. And we went back to Virgin Radio and we said,
just incredible stuff.
Guess who we had breakfast with? Anthony Hopkins. They go, you two bullshit artists.
Yeah. And nobody believes. You might not believe us listening.
Yeah.
But it's true.
True.
And, you know, joking aside, we had many years doing the show, four and a half, 5 years, whatever it was. And we were so privileged to do it. I mean, both of us would say that without a smile on our face. It was amazing times. And it was a great time to be in the media because it was Britpop, after whatever you think
Oasis.
Politically. You know, there was Things Can Only Get Better, New Labour, the country was rocking, it was Cool Britannia.
Yeah.
And we were part of that, working for Richard Branson on a massive radio station.
Yeah, and the one thing that we always wanted to do with Richard Branson was get him to re-sign our contract on the island of Necker.
Yeah.
And that never really happened.
Well, we won several awards, including the Blue Ribbon Award, the Sony Radio Awards, Best Breakfast Show, the one that they all want to win. People like Chris Tarrant, Terry Wogan, Chris Evans, everyone who was anyone has won it. And we were lucky to be there. And we thought, that's it. We're going to get a week with the child brides in Necker Island.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing from Dickie. In fact, we moaned so much. Do you remember? He sent us a pair of coloured Dr. Martens each and said, are these big enough to put your feet in?
That's right.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Ha, 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 Richard.
Yeah. And then we went over to...
It's hot here in Necker.
We went over to Holland Park looking for him and he was in Necker Island, you know, with one of his other showbiz mates like Tina Arena or Natalie Imbruglia or someone like that.
The bottom of the barrel then.
Yeah.
You could have had us over there.
I know.
But anyway, that is it. We've run out of time.
Oh,
hopefully
no.
This one is... I think this one's been one of the longest ones we've done. Star guests... great memories of some of our features. Get involved at Russ and Jono on Twitter, russandjono.com for a marvellous, marvellous, cheap and tacky website.
Yeah, coming your
have
way.
Have a look. Get involved. Do send us messages, anything, you know, dedications, anything you want.
Exactly.
Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
Dumb crimes of the day, anything like that. We're running short
saves
of content.
Us doing
we need more
we're
content.
Not. We never run
no,
short.
No, we're not short.
No, we've
not
got
not
that
short.
Box in my garage. Anyway, that's it from us.
And thank you very much for all the emails and the tweets and stuff. We reckon that this whole internet thing is going to catch on. It's going to go far. What do they call it? Feral? Oh, no, viral. It's going to go viral. In Australia, it goes feral.
Yeah.
And then when we eat it and barbecue it. Anyway, listen, it's time to close down the shop for another podcast.
No.
Russ and John are rebooted.
Fun.
And as I always say, we should knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. It goes so fast. And now we'll end our show. See ya!
I'm filling up. Can't take much more.
Imagine.